Georgia man has been sentenced to 15 to 20 years in prison for the sexual assault of a girl in Louisville. 42-year-old Anthony Savko received the sentence from Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt. The investigation began last year, resulting in a confession by Savko. He pleaded guilty June 17th to rape, gross sexual imposition, and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Prosecutors say the activity began in September 2014 when the victim was 13 and continued until September 2024. One person dead after a three-vehicle crash in Carroll County Wednesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says the wreck happened just before 5 on Route 43 in Brown Township when a car attempted to pass a pickup truck and hit an oncoming vehicle head-on. 70-year-old Lee Meadows of Waynesburg was killed. Three other people were injured. The crash is under investigation. Speed is believed to be a factor. A crash in a Route 30 construction zone Tuesday night sent two Waynesburg residents to the hospital. Canton police say 46-year-old James Yeagley was operating a motorcycle that went off the roadway near milepost 156 westbound and overturned, ejecting Yeagley and his passenger, 49-year-old Bonnie Yeagley. Driver suffered minor injuries while the passenger was seriously hurt. Both were taken to Waltman Hospital. The roadway was closed for nearly 2 hours. The crash remains under investigation. Plain Township and the City of Canton have reached a 25-year agreement aimed at easing annexation tensions while keeping water and sewer services in place. Under the deal, most single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes will be exempt from forced annexation into the city, even when the property is sold. Larger commercial properties and apartment complexes are not included. The agreement also outlines how tax revenue and municipal services will be shared between the communities. A long-stalled North Canton development project could be getting new life as a prominent Northeast Ohio team moves to revive the former Hoover Company site. The repository reports developers, including Louisville-based Kuhn Restoration and Welty Construction, say they plan a mixed-use redevelopment of the 10-acre Hoover West property, potentially including around 300 market-rate apartments and commercial space. The site has been mostly vacant since the factory closed in 2007. Property was put up for sale or lease in April when talks stalled between owners Maple Street WF and city officials. Ohio is investing more than $86 million in historic tax credits to revitalize buildings across the state. An alliance, the Odd Fellows building on East Main Street, will be rehabilitated with about $400,000 in tax credits. Project calls for retail space on the first floor and small offices upstairs. In Canton, the Renkert building on Market Avenue North will receive nearly $10 million in tax credits to help convert the skyscraper into a 111-room hotel with restaurants on the lower levels. Program expected to leverage millions in private investment across the state. Kent man has pleaded guilty to child pornography charges. 33-year-old Joshua Wen admitted to receiving, distributing, and transporting child sexual abuse material. Federal prosecutors say a search of his home produced more than 2,100 images and 600 videos depicting the sexual abuse of children. Streetsboro police had alerted investigators to suspected online activity in February. Wen entered his guilty plea Tuesday in Akron federal court and faces up to 40 years in prison. Sentencing set for October 6th. A second suspect facing charges in connection with a June 12th fight at a Deerfield Township winery. 49-year-old Jessica Shoup of Louisville charged with assault in Portage County Municipal Court. She pleaded not guilty Tuesday during arraignment and was released on bond. Shoup allegedly hit another woman multiple times during an altercation at Cove W Winery. The incident happened at the same time the winery owner was allegedly knocked unconscious in a separate assault case. Columbiana County homeowners will see a small property tax break next year. County commissioners voted unanimously Wednesday to approve a 2.5% owner occupancy credit, adding to a new state exemption. The reductions will total about 8.2% of next year's tax bills. According to the Salem News, the county credit will require renewal next year. Washingtonville man found not guilty by reason of insanity in a 2024 assault case will remain under court supervision. Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton ordered 34-year-old David Kirby to continue on conditional release and receive mental health treatment in the community following a mandatory review. Another review hearing scheduled for next June. Kirby acquitted by reason of insanity after being accused of attacking a sheriff's deputy and a corrections officer.